Hey there, neighbor. I just wanted to come check in to see how things were going. Well, I may have been tipped off by our mutual acquaintance. Your mother has always been a worrier, and I wanted to see this wonderful young man myself to wish him well. Oh, don't be shy. It's not like I haven't noticed. You've talked about them quite a bit, you know? Well, I can't have you looking all plastered. Let me help straighten this up, fix your hair a little. There, you look very handsome. I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable, but have you two been intimate? No, I would never tell your mother. Goodness, of course not. My lips are sealed. Frankly, I think she'd believe her children don't do anything sexual until they're married. I promise I'm not that way. Oh, you haven't? Well, that's a little surprising. Not judging, of course. I just wonder how anyone could keep her hands off a dashing young man like you. I'm not kidding. I've watched you grow up, and you've always been such a wonderful boy. Such good manners, patient, kind, hardworking, and you've always been so understanding. I remember when my husband and I parted ways. You were right there to listen to me, help me around my place. Yeah, frankly, I worry that you only moved in beside me because of it. No need to be so modest. You were so sweet to me. That's why I always call you my sweet boy. Sorry. You should be getting on your way. Oh, one last thing. If at any time you feel you aren't ready or don't want to do anything, do not feel guilty about voicing that, okay? Good boy. Now, off with you. Good luck tonight. I hope you two have a lovely date, and I promise I won't interrupt anything. Hello, may I? Oh, it's you. I'm surprised to see you here because, well, is everything all right? Oh, where are my manners? Here, come in. My tea just finished and I made extra, so have a seat and I'll get you some. Of course, I can tell something's wrong. All college boys assume you can hide your emotions, but they're out there, plain as day. Here, careful, it's hot, and it's your favorite, if I remember correctly. Okay, tell me what happened. You two broke up? Oh dear, I'm so sorry, that's too awful. And you were so excited about tonight. Did something go wrong? You decided you weren't ready. Oh, honey, please, you shouldn't feel guilty for doing that. The fact that they broke up with you over it, well, I think that shows what kind of person they are. Of course, you could have had sex, but would you be happy if it wasn't, you know, more natural? You shouldn't feel guilty. Not at all. Come here. Let me give you a big hug. I know relationships can be scary, especially early on. There's so much pressure too. I remember when I met my first boyfriend. I'd never been with anyone before or like did anything sexual. But that's a tale for another time, unless you'd rather hear a lady ramble about her old dating life. Well, I suppose I could, if it helps take your mind off things. Okay, so I was, 19, maybe. I met this guy, and I really thought I loved him. How embarrassing. It was early summer. He was patient and kind. We'd been together a little while, and I decided I wanted to, you know. But when it came time, I wasn't ready. Why? Well, I was shy. I was nervous. I was so worried that I would mess something up. He did not take it well, much like your situation, but instead of breaking up, he did something far worse. He felt that he'd been nice, done things for me, paid for dinners, so he felt like I owed it to him. He pressured me, and pressured and set guilt trips until I gave in. Afterward, he broke up because I wasn't interesting anymore. He said some nasty things, spread rumors. Oh dear, I'm sorry, I'm getting all emotional. Yes, that's right. You've always been such a smart boy. Some people think it's okay to pressure others into sex, but as you said, it's coercive and it's rape. I didn't want to have sex. I wanted to wait, and no matter how many times I said no, that final yes made him feel like he was in the right. But that's not how it works. It took me a long time to accept that. A lot of men feel entitled to sex, and it really harms society. But you've never been like that, and it's really refreshing to see. The breakup is sad, dear, but I promise, there are wonderful things coming in your future. I know it. There are plenty of kind, intelligent, beautiful women who are waiting to spend time with you. Oh, you don't have to compliment me, sweet boy. I just wish there was a way I could help you feel better. I have made peace with my past. I just know those anxieties cause terrible amounts of stress and worry around relationships for young people like yourself. If I may ask, were there any reasons you felt you weren't ready? Anxiety around experience? Oh, darling, of course, it's normal to feel that way. I certainly did. We all do. There's nothing wrong with that because we all start there. Would you like me to help? I hope that question didn't make you uncomfortable, especially after the talk we just had. If you wouldn't like it, then of course, I'll leave it be. I just want to be supportive, and I thought that if I could help you with a little bit of experience, maybe you'll be more comfortable in the future. You would? Are you certain? I don't want to make you feel pressured. I promise I wouldn't want anything if it wasn't with your full, absolute, and enthusiastic consent. Well, of course, I'd love to. While I may be older, I can see that you've grown into a very handsome man. It would be my pleasure to guide you. May I feel you? I can see you're a little aroused. Don't be shy. I'm not clueless, sweet boy. I've got you glancing at me here and there. There? Thank you. Let me just... Oh, it feels wonderful. Look into my eyes, dear. Does that feel good? I'm glad. Would you like me to keep going? I promise. It's okay to say no. Don't feel guilty either way. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Feeling it get hard is lovely. It's definitely a different sensation with someone else. I'm well aware that you likely masturbate, so here. I want you to take this off, if you're comfy, and I'll come up close and wrap my arm around you. There we go. It's totally normal to be a little shy and... Oh, you have a lovely cock. May I? Oh, thank you. It's a beautiful shape, and it feels just how I like. Oh, but this isn't me. Now, I want to try and get you comfortable with a little intimacy. Would you be willing to stroke it a little for me? Just do it as you normally would, but keep your eyes on me. Feeling your warmth, your breath, as you pleasure yourself. May I... kiss you? Being this close, I just want to.
gentler, dear. Softly. Like this. Wonderful. Oh, I can feel you moan. No, it's lovely. Keep going. It's nice hearing you voice it. I love watching you stroke your cock for me. It makes me want more. Good boy. That's my good boy. My sweet boy. I think you've settled in nicely. I like to take over. You don't mind, do you? That was a quick answer. I didn't think so. It feels different than before, I know. It's less difficult to control, and that's okay. Don't do what those other seal boys say. No math to distract. No nothing. Just focus on me. Kiss me. Hand jumps can be perfect. Fingers gently massaging, rotating around your cock. I love working a man's cock while kissing him gently. Nothing compares to feeling someone moan in your lips. Oh, your eyes are defeating. Down here. When you push my neck down over my shoulders, revealing what I think you're looking for. My, how your eyes widened. Do you like my breasts, sweetie? There's nothing wrong with it. I love it. I appreciated the jaw drop. Here, lay your head on my chest as I stroke you. Rest against them. Good boy. There you go. Breathe. In and out. That's better. It's getting difficult to last, isn't it? Don't worry, it's perfectly fine. I enjoy when a man can't hold back. Just hold on a little longer, and I think you'll really enjoy what's next. Oh. Yes, that's it. Kiss my breast, sweet boy. Could you... Oh, good boy. Suck on my nipples a little bit. Just and gentle. I thought we were helping you, dear. But I won't argue with a little fun for me as well. Of course, I enjoy it. Thank you for asking. Good boy. Keep sucking. Looking down at your cock. I really want to try something. Would you like me to wrap my lips around your cock and gently pick you in? So eager. Lay back and let me move down between your legs. I get a lovely view of my breasts as well. Your cock looks even more appetizing. I want your first experience to be lovely. Having a warm, caring blowjob is very important. That can be very, very overwhelming. So don't feel guilty if you come, okay? Just let me take care of you. Goodness, you taste incredible. How are you, moan? Don't hold back, sweet boy. Let me hear you. I love knowing how much you enjoy it. How badly you want to come? Feel my tongue lead along your shaft. My hand caressing your balls. My lips kissing and sucking it in. All the way. Be prepared, sweetie. You never know when a girl is going to take you all the way down her throat. Again. And again. And again. It's been so long since I've held such a perfect cock this deep. I just want to indulge myself a little.
Do you want to come, darling? There's no shame in coming this early. Most men don't last with me. The moment I take them in, they burst. You've done so well for me. My good, good boy. There's no need to worry, just to comfort me. My, it came quite a bit. You lasted quite a while. You have no reason to worry. My blowjobs can be devastating. Or so I hear. Here, let me sit beside you again. Your calm tastes delicious, too. That is a big plus. You never want to taste off, of course. You want them to relish in it, savor it, swallow it, happily. And I must say, I'm quite happy. Oh, what are you doing? Between my legs. You already came, didn't you? Unless... Oh, my darling boy, you don't have to do that. I wanted to help you. There's no need to help me. Are you sure? Of course I'm comfortable with you tasting me. I love it, really. But only if you'd like to. You're right. Reciprocation is not only proper, but necessary. Oh, then go ahead, sweet boy. I'll guide you. Oh, my. Gentle. Yeah, gentle. You just went a little hard at first. It's okay, just go a little slower. Yes, there you go. Up and down. Just tease. Oh, goodness. I'm surprised you know a little about what you're doing. Did some research? That's good. That's a good boy. Use just the tip of your tongue to just... Oh, yes. Use your hands as well. Feel my thighs. Run them along. Kiss them too. Oh, I love feeling your breath on me. How you pause for a moment. Did someone teach you how to tease? No, I like it. I love it. I'm soaked from before. I always get dreadfully wet while giving blowjobs. I hope you don't mind. Oh, just a little higher. Good boy. Swirl your tongue around. Gently. Just that speed is important to stay consistent when you hit the spot. Can you put a finger inside? Yeah, just one, please. Oh, good boy. Just hold it there. A bit further in. Yes. One more finger. Don't stop licking, sweet boy. Gentle. Tease me, just softly. Oh, the way you moan on me. No need to worry. Keep going, sweetie. You're doing very well. I'm not lying. You're following my directions, listening, and just feeling me. If you keep going, I might come, actually. Am I actually going to come? Sorry, it's been so long since I came from someone else. Maybe it's because you're so sweet. My sweet boy. I just feel safe and it just makes me feel everything. Is your tongue tired? It's okay, darling. It happens. It takes a bit of practice. There's no need to worry. You're doing wonderfully. It feels lovely and... actually, come up here. Yes, I mean it. Come, give me a kiss. I can see your heart again.
Would you like to fuck me? You don't have to say yes. Please, don't feel pressured. Don't worry about me. I don't feel pressured. Not at all. If I'm honest, I want to feel you. All of you. If you thrust this perfect cock inside me, you might make me calm. And I want to calm so, so badly because of you. Because you're a wonderful young man that made me dreadfully wet.
You want to?
Beautiful. Come here. Thrust inside me. Here, I'll move you right here and just... Oh, fuck. Oh, there you go. That's a good boy. Very, very good boy. Slow now. Go slow. In and out. Work your way a little deeper as I adjust to you. Don't just push right in. Oh, it feels amazing, doesn't it? Feeling the warmth? I need to touch myself. Don't worry, sweet boy. Just fuck me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Look into my eyes. Connect with me. Be with me. Here. In the moment. It feels so good every time you push all the way. It gets me closer. How do you want me? I can see in your eyes that you want more. The more you fuck me, the more I want you to take me. It means I want to be yours. I want to know how bad you want this. Show me you want me and... that surprised me. You pulled me right up. Do you want me to turn around, sweet boy? Do you want to bend me over and take me? Then do it. Give it to me. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Fuck, this feels good. Good boy. Bend me over. Harder. As deep as you can go. Don't just pull my hair. Wrap it around your hand and the vase and gently. Oh, there you go. That's how you treat a lady. I want to feel your lips. Please pull me back up. I want to kiss you. Let me turn it. Oh, fucking hell. If you keep this up, I'd actually calm. You want that? Yeah? You want to make me calm? And then moan into my ear. Kiss my neck. There's inside me. Oh, spank me. Oh, you cute thing. Don't be gentle now. Spank me harder. Oh, harder. Come on. Show me you love it. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's what I want. Keep going. Be a good boy and spank me. Oh, fuck. I'm going to. Come. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm coming.
Good boy, good boy. You did so well. I came way harder than I expected, too. I got a little subby there for a little bit. But you aren't finished. Do you want to come again, my lovely boy? Okay, I know you were close. It lasted quite a time. You made me very proud. Good job, good boy. Lay down for me, and I'll finish you. You're throbbing so much, and... I can taste myself on you. There's no need to hold back. You made me come, and I want you to explode with pleasure.
Let me have it all. Huh? Or do you want to come, sweetie? Oh, you want to come on my face? Watching all those videos, watching girls get painted with cum. Naughty boy, I won't tell anyone. Let me suck your cock until you're ready to let it all out. I want you to cover my face in your thick, warm cum. Come on, sweet boy, give it to me. Give me your cum. Let me feel it. Taste it. Savor it. Look into my eyes as I finish it. Come for me. Come, yes, that's it. Watch me take it. Look into my eyes as you come on my face. Come all over my face. Yeah. Oh, yes. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes, yes. Yes. Good boy. Oh, there's so much. So much cum. Stream after stream of delicious. Cum. It's everywhere. I love it. I really do. Let me lick it all up. And I didn't forget you either, my sweet boy. Let me clean your cock. There you go. How are you feeling? Better? You did so well for me. You should have nothing to worry about from now on. Here, cuddle with me a little. Rest your head between my breasts and just breathe. That was a lot for you, and you can rest with me. Don't feel guilty for spending time with me tonight. It just means we're comfortable with one another. And if you'd like, I'm open to spending more time with you whenever you need. Whether you want me to teach you or leave you. I love that. Rest now, my good boy. Just rest.